Hi, this is Danny Whitaker with Devoted to Scripture. I'm reading through the Bible in a year and sharing my reading with you. This is day 51 of our journey. In today's reading, God continues to instruct his people on how they are to purify themselves when they have become physically or ceremonially unclean. Then, as the nation of Israel continues to wander in the wilderness, a lack of water causes the people to return to their bad habit of grumbling and complaining. God instructs Moses on how to provide water for the people, and, while he obeys, Moses also acts out in frustration and is punished for his actions. He will not be permitted to enter the promised land. Later, after God grants Israel victory over a king who brought his armies out against them, the people became impatient with the Lord once again, and God sent serpents among them. The serpents bit and poisoned the people, but God instructed them to make an image of a snake and lift it up on a pole, so that anyone who looked to the image would recover from the poison and be saved. This symbol still resonates today as we lift our eyes up to Christ on the cross to be saved from the impact of sin in our lives. Join me in Numbers 19 to 21 as God faithfully provides for an unfaithful people. Numbers 19. The Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron. This is the ordinance of the law which the Lord has commanded. Instruct the Israelites to bring you a red heifer without blemish, which has no defect and has never carried a yoke. You must give it to Eleazar, the priest, so that he can take it outside the camp, and it must be slaughtered before him. Eleazar, the priest, is to take some of its blood with his finger and sprinkle some of the blood seven times directly in front of the tent of meeting. Then the heifer must be burned in his sight. Its skin, its flesh, its blood, and its offal is to be burned. And the priest must take cedar wood, hyssop, and scarlet wool, and throw them into the midst of the fire where the heifer is burning. Then the priest must wash his clothes and bathe himself in water, and afterward he may come into the camp. But the priest will be ceremonially unclean until evening. The one who burns it must wash his clothes in water and bathe himself in water. He will be ceremonially unclean until evening. Then a man who is ceremonially clean must gather up the ashes of the red heifer and put them in a ceremonially clean place outside the camp. They must be kept for the community of the Israelites for use in the water of purification. It is a purification for sin. The one who gathers the ashes of the heifer must wash his clothes and be ceremonially unclean until evening. This will be a permanent ordinance both for the Israelites and the resident foreigner who lives among them. Whoever touches the corpse of any person will be ceremonially unclean 7 days. He must purify himself with water on the third day and on the seventh day, and so will be clean. But if he does not purify himself on the third day and the seventh day, then he will not be clean. Anyone who touches the corpse of any dead person and does not purify himself defiles the tabernacle of the Lord, and that person must be cut off from Israel, because the water of purification was not sprinkled on him. He will be unclean. His uncleanness remains on him. This is the law. When a man dies in a tent, anyone who comes into the tent and all who are in the tent will be ceremonially unclean 7 days. And every open container that has no covering fastened on it is unclean. And whoever touches the body of someone killed with a sword in the open fields, or the body of someone who died of natural causes, or a human bone, or a grave, will be unclean 7 days. For a ceremonially unclean person, you must take some of the ashes of the heifer burnt for purification from sin and pour fresh running water over them in a vessel. Then a ceremonially clean person must take hyssop, dip it in the water, and sprinkle it on the tent, on all its furnishings, and on the people who were there, or on the one who touched a bone, or one killed, or one who died, or a grave. And the clean person must sprinkle the unclean on the third day and on the seventh day. And on the seventh day he must purify him, and then he must wash his clothes and bathe in water, and he will be clean in the evening. But the man who is unclean and does not purify himself, that person must be cut off from among the community, because he has polluted the sanctuary of the Lord. The water of purification was not sprinkled on him, so he is unclean. So this will be a perpetual ordinance for them. The one who sprinkles the water of purification must wash his clothes, and the one who touches the water of purification will be unclean until evening. And whatever the unclean person touches will be unclean, and the person who touches it will be unclean until evening. Numbers 20. Then the entire community of Israel entered the wilderness of Zin in the first month, and the people stayed in Kadesh. Miriam died and was buried there. And there was no water for the community, and so they gathered themselves together against Moses and Aaron. The people contended with Moses, saying, "If only we had died when our brothers died before the Lord. Why have you brought up the Lord's community into this wilderness, so that we and our cattle should die here? Why have you brought us from Egypt only to bring us to this dreadful place? It is no place for grain, or figs, or vines, or pomegranates, nor is there any water to drink." So Moses and Aaron went from the presence of the assembly to the entrance to the tent of meeting. They then threw themselves down with their faces to the ground, and the glory of the Lord appeared to them. Then the Lord spoke to Moses, "Take the staff and assemble the community, you and Aaron your brother, and then speak to the rock before their eyes. It will pour forth its water, and you will bring water out of the rock for them. And so you will give the community and their beasts water to drink." So Moses took the staff from before the Lord, just as he commanded him. Then Moses and Aaron gathered the community together in front of the rock. And he said to them, "Listen, you rebels, must we bring water out of this rock for you?" Then Moses raised his hand and struck the rock twice with his staff, and water came out abundantly. So the community drank, and their beasts drank too. Then the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron, "Because you did not trust me enough to show me as holy before the Israelites, therefore you will not bring this community into the land I have given them. These are the waters of Meribah, because the Israelites contended with the Lord, and his holiness was maintained among them." Moses sent messengers from Kadesh to the king of Edom. "Thus says your brother Israel, you know all the hardships we have experienced, how our ancestors went down into Egypt, and we lived in Egypt a long time. And the Egyptians treated us and our ancestors badly. So when we cried to the Lord, he heard our voice and sent a messenger and has brought us up out of Egypt. Now we are here in Kadesh, a town on the edge of your country. Please let us pass through your country. We will not pass through the fields or through the vineyards, nor will we drink water from any well. We will go by the king's highway. We will not turn to the right or the left until we have passed through your region." But Edom said to him, "You will not pass through me, or I will come out against you with the sword." Then the Israelites said to him, "We will go along the highway, and if we or our cattle drink any of your water, we will pay for it. We will only pass through on our feet, without doing anything else." But he said, "You may not pass through." Then Edom came out against them with a large and powerful force. So Edom refused to give Israel passage through his border. Therefore Israel turned away from him. So the entire company of Israelites traveled from Kadesh and came to Mount Hor. And the Lord spoke to Moses and Aaron in Mount Hor, by the border of the land of Edom. He said, "Aaron will be gathered to his ancestors, for he will not enter into the land I have given to the Israelites, because both of you rebelled against my word at the waters of Meribah. Take Aaron and Eleazar his son, and bring them up on Mount Hor. Remove Aaron's priestly garments and put them on Eleazar his son, and Aaron will be gathered to his ancestors and will die there." So Moses did as the Lord commanded. And they went up Mount Hor in the sight of the whole community. And Moses removed Aaron's garments and put them on his son Eleazar. So Aaron died there on the top of the mountain. And Moses and Eleazar came down from the mountain. When all the community saw that Aaron was dead, the whole house of Israel mourned for Aaron 30 days. Numbers 21. When the Canaanite king of Arad, who lived in the Negev, heard that Israel was approaching along the road to Atharim, he fought against Israel and took some of them prisoner. So Israel made a vow to the Lord and said, "If you will indeed deliver this people into our hand, then we will utterly destroy their cities." The Lord listened to the voice of Israel and delivered up the Canaanites, and they utterly destroyed them and their cities. So the name of the place was called Hormah. Then they traveled from Mount Hor by the road to the Red Sea to go around the land of Edom. But the people became impatient along the way, and the people spoke against God and against Moses. "Why have you brought us up from Egypt to die in the wilderness? For there is no bread or water, and we detest this worthless food." So the Lord sent venomous snakes among the people, and they bit the people. Many people of Israel died. Then the people came to Moses and said, "We have sinned, for we have spoken against the Lord and against you. Pray to the Lord that he would take away the snakes from us." So Moses prayed for the people. The Lord said to Moses, "Make a poisonous snake and set it on a pole. When anyone who is bitten looks at it, he will live. So Moses made a bronze snake and put it on a pole, so that if a snake had bitten someone, when he looked at the bronze snake, he lived. The Israelites traveled on and camped in Oboth. Then they traveled on from Oboth and camped at Ai Abarim, in the wilderness that is before Moab, on the eastern side. From there they moved on and camped in the valley of Zered. From there they moved on and camped on the other side of the Arnon, in the wilderness that extends from the regions of the Amorites, for Arnon is the border of Moab, between Moab and the Amorites. This is why it is said in the book of the wars of the Lord, Waheb in Sufa and the Wadis, the Arnon and the slope of the valleys that extends to the dwelling of Ar, and falls off at the border of Moab. And from there they traveled to Beer, that is the well where the Lord spoke to Moses, Gather the people and I will give them water. Then Israel sang this song, Spring up, O well, sing to it, the well which the princes dug, which the leaders of the people opened, with their scepters and their staffs. And from the wilderness they traveled to Matana, and from Matana to Nahaliel, and from Nahaliel to Bamoth, and from Bamoth to the valley that is in the country of Moab, near the top of Pisgah, which overlooks the wastelands. Then Israel sent messengers to King Sihon of the Amorites, saying, Let us pass through your land. We will not turn aside into the fields or into the vineyards, nor will we drink water from any well, but we will go along the king's highway until we pass your borders. But Sihon did not permit Israel to pass through his borders. He gathered all his forces together and went out against Israel into the wilderness. When he came to Jahaz, he fought against Israel. But the Israelites defeated him in battle and took possession of his land from the Arnon to the Jabbok, as far as the Ammonites, for the border of the Ammonites was strongly defended. So Israel took all these cities, and Israel settled in all the cities of the Amorites, in Heshbon, and in all its villages, for Heshbon was the city of King Sihon of the Amorites. Now he had fought against the former king of Moab, and had taken all of his land from his control, as far as the Arnon. That is why those who speak in Proverbs say, Come to Heshbon, let it be built, let the city of Sihon be established. For fire went out from Heshbon, a flame from the city of Sihon. It has consumed Ar of Moab, and the lords of the high places of Arnon. Woe to you, Moab! You are ruined, O people of Chemosh! He has made his sons fugitives, and his daughters the prisoners of King Sihon of the Amorites. We have overpowered them. Heshbon has perished as far as Dibon. We have shattered them as far as Nophah, which reaches to Medeba. So the Israelites lived in the land of the Amorites. Moses sent spies to reconnoiter Jazer, and they captured its villages and dispossessed the Amorites who were there. Then they turned and went up by the road to Bashan. And King Og of Bashan and all his forces marched out against them to do battle at Edrei. And the Lord said to Moses, Do not fear him, for I have delivered him and all his people and his land into your hand. You will do to him what you did to King Sihon of the Amorites, who lived in Heshbon. So they defeated Og, his sons, and all his people, until there were no survivors, and they possessed his land. Thank you for joining me on our shared walk through Scripture today. Devotion to Scripture doesn't begin and end here. My prayer is that you will be encouraged to dig deeper and spend some additional time in God's Word today. If you're looking for a great place to start, check the episode description, where you will always find a few key verses from the day's reading to reflect on further. I'd love to hear from you. How is God using this podcast to help you grow? How can I be praying for you? Email me at devotedtoscripture@gmail.com. It's amazing seeing a passage come alive as we understand its place in the whole story of the Bible. Knowing, and ultimately being a part of that story, is the most important undertaking of your life. Join me tomorrow to continue the journey. Be devoted to Scripture.